From the WUFT newsroom, I'm Kristen Shearmont-Spina. In Lake City, the Humane Society is asking Columbia County for some funding. Animal shelter officials say they need around $200,000 for essential services. Debbie Griffin is on the Lake City Humane Society's board.
Our facility staff, veterinary clinic, volunteers, and programs are located in Columbia County. County funding is a direct investment in the established local organization already serving the community.
This comes as the county says it's making efforts to create its own animal services department, which is expected to cost over $1 million to run. The Lake City Humane Society says it previously had an agreement to accept animals from anywhere within the county. However, that ended last summer when it became a no-kill shelter. Now the organization only takes in animals within city limits. A decision on the funding request has not yet been made. It's primary election day in Florida, and voters can weigh in on a number of high-profile races. The results will determine which candidates advance to November in races for governor, Congress, and more. But Florida Education Association President Andrew Spahr emphasizes the local nonpartisan races are important, too.
If you're listening to this and you are thinking, hey, I'm not registered as a Democrat or Republican, so I'm not really going to vote, go vote, because you don't have to be registered with a political party to vote in the primary, especially when it comes to school board elections.
Florida has closed partisan primaries, meaning voters generally have to be registered with a political party to vote in that party's primary. Nonpartisan races like school board seats and judges are open to everyone. Polls are open from 7 to 7, and those still in line at the end can stay and vote. This is Morning Edition from WUFT, NPR News and Talk. I'm Kristen Shearmont-Spina.